Hi, everybody. We're starting off our weekly summary for the T3 observations for the 28th of March 2010, and we're going each Sunday. I'm going to summarize the stuff that we do daily at the T3 Foundation site. Some people got confused as to how to get there, so what I did is I copied the last chart directly below here so that you don't have to go to the site if you don't want to. It's a PDF file and it'll pop up and it'll tell you what the show you what the last chart was, which I posted on Saturday. The text for that, though, you have to go back to the site. And basically what we found finding is that we're getting a second arms warning. The top that we saw going into March, which is about one third of the way into March, had a short term called the new small T projected atop. The arms ratio initially came up with a very low set of numbers, which is indicative of a top. The market has fallen for a period of a little over a week, and tried to rebound with the oscillator at the zero line, and we get a second arms warning. And I also made note that Ned Davis, who has been doing indicators is probably longer than I've been doing T-theory, has an extreme in upside momentum, which is basically it's a speculative market characteristic of tops. And so we seem to be down in the oscillators, holding steady on the market averages, but on balance that is not that's a bad risk reward ratio. So we're looking for a continuation of the topping pattern and oversold condition at some point in time. Now, Dave said in a comment, which I thought was very good, and he said, if you know that the top, that there was a small T with a top going in about a third of the way into March, and you have this projected top, which we think is correct for May 20th, the next place should be a low would be roughly midway between the one-third of the way into March and the what would be two-thirds of the way into May, and that would lead you to believe that the current decline in the oscillator is going to lead to a low around the middle of April. And that's because middle of April you're supposed to be able to draw a T. T is a time symmetrical, and that's what you come up with. Now, that's what I would have said a long time ago. But after we discovered this phenomenon which we call the null echo, which you can read about by going down to the bottom of this page and then going down to look for that topic in the category section. You can reread that. There is a more sophisticated way to do that, and it's probably what I'm going to end up doing next week when we get back to doing the short-term trends. So I just thought I'd comment on the problem, which is how we ended up the week, and then tell you about this other thing, which I'm going to do after I write my end of month reports, which are coming up on Wednesday. But it's just a preview of what we got to do. It's all based on the null echo, which is a more sophisticated version of the T. And if you look at the top, if you look at the third bullish T in the PDF file that I've given you up, you see that the T comes for a long distance, but the center post of it is in the double bottom in the advanced decline line, basically very early October and very early November, those two lows, and they are separated by 1 month. So when you take the null echo concept, you say, you split the double bottoms, you compute the top date, which we did, which was May 20th. And the one thing you think of is that you'll make a top around May 20th, and then you'll go down for the 1 month, which is the spacing between the two double bottoms. Okay, so that would be like June 30th, and that would be the. That would, May 20th would be the important top. The decline of 4 weeks would be a more serious decline than anything we're likely to be seeing. It's kind of a more serious type of a decline, but it's not. But after that, you recover up into the end of August, and then you have this more serious decline, which must also last the spacing between the advanced decline stage, which is 3.5 months. So you're going to go 3.5 months down from late August, and that'll take you into December. Now, this is all conjecture on this this null echo stuff. You read a textbook and you can't find anything on null echoes, and you probably can't find that much on T's either. But There is another part to the null echo, and that is that the echoes that go from the left end of this T, which is back in that March momentum peak in the blue volume oscillator, and then runs off the two bottoms those, and goes up to May 20th top, must also have, or it seemed we would think would have, another top 1 month, which is the spacing between the double bottoms prior to May 20th. And that that would be April 20th. That can be explained as sort of the two echoes go out there and they know that there's a top on May 20th, and they know the basic cyclical rhythm is a month because that's the spacing between the double bottoms. And so it decides if there has to be a top on May 20th, there must be one month earlier because the cycle is a one-month cycle. If you go into physics and so forth, that's called a standing wave, in which the echoes go out to the end and they start to curl back on themselves, and they decide that the basic cyclical rhythm has to end at the 20th and the cycle can't change, so there has to be a top in April 20th. Okay. So what I would say relative to Dave's question, the answer is, if you're going to take the argument as to where the next top, you have this top going into March, then you're going to go down into the oscillators and you're going to draw in a small T, and then you're going to come up. It's not to May 20th you're looking for, it's to April 20th. Because the April 20th is a requirement that is as important as the May 20th. At least I believe that's probably true, but we're going to find out about it. Okay. If you see that top, it's also interestingly enough, that top date of April 20th, it also be done by moving the center post of this T back to the early October time period and drawing it in. And that will, because you're going to move back by half a month, that T is going to pull the right end date back 1 month from May 20th to May. We used to call that the mystery T, you remember, going back into the previous example for the second bull T here, has a top in the middle of October, but it, 1 month somewhat earlier that it made a top. This is the same argument. And that seems to be okay. So I would say that if you're looking for a bottom, you would say that the left end of a new T, the center post of the new T would be in this bottom we're looking for. And the left end would be where it says arms, red arrow coming down, or the new small T top date. They're basically the same, okay? And then you have to go and then you're going to go down to a low, and you have to come out with something which is about two-thirds of the way into April, because the 20th is about two-thirds of the way through. So it's basically between a third of the way into March and a two-thirds of the way into April, and that is someplace after we get into April by at least a week. Okay, a week plus a couple of days. Okay, so that's the correct interpretation as far as I can see. And it's like one of these multiple bank collision shots in pool, where you're trying to go through a series of intellectual steps with the idea that you know what's going to happen because of these laws and so forth, but it all depends. What I would say, it's a clue that the market is going to go down into April, okay? And if you get down to April and you see there's a T and you can construct it, it's likely to come out to be an April 20th type top. And then after April 20th, if you get that far, you're going to have a dip for about 2 weeks, then you're going to come back up to the May 20th top. And then you're going to go down for a month. That'll take you into June 20th. And then you're going to fiddle around there, and you're going to figure out how to get up back up into the late August top. Generally speaking, that kind of scenario, considering that this top phase that we're getting here, indication, looks like it's kind of making the whole market look toppy, it means that it's going to be kind of a ragged uptrend into the August, the general period of late August, with a lot of fits and starts, declines that last a couple of weeks here, and rallies that last for a couple of weeks here. So it's more or less going to end up being a trader's market. But right now, anyway, the odds would favor that you don't have any opportunities on the upside, number one. And number two, there should be a decline. And if it turns out to be a week into April, there's plenty of time for that decline to go through on a short-term basis, because the oscillators has picked up a downtrend. And the fact that you keep getting these low numbers in the arms ratio means it's all frothy speculation. And the speculation goes away, you tend to get trapped in these selling waves that turned out to be, they can become very vicious because you're in a toppy pattern, and that's generally construed to be a distribution. So I would say that that's the way I'd look at the short-term picture. And we'll do a lot of work on this once we get into April, but the idea here is to take into that null echo business and base it on that, and then you have to backtrack yourself from the May 20th top, knowing what you know, and then figure on the small these small T's and so forth, and come up with a theory that it's not likely to rally here. It may try to rally here, but it's not likely to be able to make it, and the risk-reward ratio is very poor short-term. Longer-term, there's still upside potential. It's just that it's going to drive you crazy with the ups and downs. Okay, so that's it for the short-range commentary and a look ahead. We'll get into this as we get into this short-term stuff, and I'll put in all the ABCs and stuff like that, and show you the null echoes for the second bull T and the third bull T, and because it's a fabulously interesting topic. But that's pretty much what the story is there. So we'll end this segment here, and then we'll get back on to our next big topic, which is the mega T's. Bye.